Hello, it's the 22nd of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire police uncovered a cannabis growing operation so large they described it as a farm. The discovery was made on Friday and is the third found in Bedford in the last fortnight. The latest find takes up to three rooms in a house on Barker's Lane in Bedford. The community policing team said, "We have taken a significant amount of drugs off the streets these last few weeks and will continue to do so." Police also closed a house in Goldington last week where a vulnerable adult was being exploited by drug dealers. The vulnerable adult has since been rehomed. Beds police have asked local residents to look out for signs of cannabis growing and to inform them of any suspicions. Police searching for missing Bethany Edwards have found a body in Sharpnoe Nature Reserve. The 24-year-old was reported missing a week ago. No formal identification has taken place, but Miss Edwards' family have been informed. Yesterday morning saw Bedford's fifth Stand in the Park event against ongoing lockdown measures. The event in Russell Park started at 10 a.m. and attendees vowed to repeat it every Sunday until the measures are lifted. Many of the 60-plus crowd shared stories of how it had damaged their physical and mental health. A small number of police were in attendance to observe and no attempt was made to enforce social distancing. Bedford Crematorium on Norse Road requires urgent repairs to the entrance bridge due to damage. After a routine inspection, erosion of the bank supporting the bridge has been discovered. The crematorium remains open, but while repairs are made, drivers should use another entrance further along the road. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.